Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba RE/MAX Metro.
Where every week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we're here to talk about real estate and finance, supposedly. Sometimes we get around to it, not always.
We always get around to talking about it. We just throw eventually. A lot of other stuff in the mix. You know, things going on in the Pacific Northwest, things
lots
in neighborhoods,
things.
Business info, it's, you know.
That's right. You warned me, though, over the weekend, do not be talking about any more Norwegian food, you know, on this show.
No, it's just don't take a whole segment to talk about it. I mean, if you're going to do that, you might as well just post a flipping, you know,
good point.
Recipe.
We'll just have the whole thing in Norwegian.
Yeah. I mean, because now that I know what lefse is.
Yeah.
I heard all about that on Saturday. I mean, that was a great time going down to the Triple Door with, you know, our friends from A to Z Cleaning and watching
Absolutely.
Music and listening to music and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I had no idea that you and Allison would have lefse
a fellow lefse connoisseur.
I had no idea.
Yep. Yeah, that's she's all right in my book. That's all good.
Well,
yep.
She's all right in my book anyway, but you know, even better now with lefse, except you guys need to have a lefse throwdown so we can compare who makes the better lefse.
Oh, my lefse will kick her lefse's, you know.
Patootie.
That's right. That's right. So maybe I'll bring some in, you know, to the show next week. We'll have we'll make
David,
you eat
you
some
like
live,
some?
You know, on the show. All right. David Summers, our producer, is like
no,
chomping at the bit
the last
here.
Part.
So.
Well, he could chomp on the lutefisk.
He said lutefisk, too. Yeah, that's right.
He can have all the lutefisk all for himself.
Well, you can't try one without the other. Sorry. That's the, you know, I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
Well, I'll try
them.
The lefse first, and then I'll just pretend I didn't do the rest of it.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Well, this is a live call-in show. If you'd like my lefse recipe or if you have general questions, give a call, 866-712-1300.
And then if you actually do want to give me your recipe, we could always, of course, post it on the blog. So speaking of which, we do have last week's show on the teamreba.com/blog right now. So if someone missed it and wanted to go back and listen to the second show that we had that included some of the social media and how it's impacting real estate and lending, you know, that's available for folks.
That's right. And actually really good information on social media, but probably more important on that show, we talked about squid fishing.
True. True. So, see, that's more about the Pacific Northwest.
There you go.
That was, we all learned something last week. It was actually pretty cool. Rick, who produced for us last week, was like, I had no idea.
I know. He was paying so much attention to that, he almost missed his cues.
Yes, he did. I know. See, David, we did miss you.
Yeah.
We missed you last week. So, yeah, we're glad you're back. But anyway, something else people don't want to miss, though.
Yeah. Our first-time homebuyer class coming
up. Yeah.
So let's talk about that, because you and I volunteer for the Washington State Housing Finance Commission.
Yes.
And we, for years now, have taught a first-time homebuyer class. And this class is required for anyone taking out special first-time homebuyer programs.
Correct.
Or if you want a mortgage tax credit, a special, it's called a mortgage credit certificate program, you have to take the class. It's just a generally good information, though. So we have lots of people who aren't even first-time homebuyers take the class because they want to get caught up to date on what's going on in the industry. And there's so many things to know with real estate and with finance.
Absolutely.
And how the two kind of have to work together these days.
Yeah, the laws are changing all the time, regulations, requirements. I mean, they're constantly. I mean, in fact, I'll tell you right now, right before the show, I was talking to Jessica, one of my assistants. And I was telling her about a transaction, and I'm still waiting to close that short sale that just seems to be hanging on longer than I want to. And it's not because the short sale's been the problem. We're still waiting for this buyer to get done. And come to find out, that agent hasn't been coaching his clients about all the last minute documentation that might be needed. And so, like, they have these supposed cash deposits that have shown up in their account that now have to be
sourced.
Yeah, they have to be sourced and documented.
Right.
And there's even an argument about whether or not it was actually posted as cash or if it was a check or whatever it might have been.
And, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and the thing was, is this guy was in the industry right before the market crash. And now, because it's back, he's back, but he doesn't know all the
all
stuff
the
that's changed.
Right.
And you and I have through the ringer, and we know all of these changes. And
we're
this guy,
we're still
I'm like,
averaging
oh,
around
man.
120 loan changes a month.
And it hasn't changed for 8 years.
Yeah.
So anyway, the class is relevant all the time.
Yes, because we're trying to help prepare people for what types of documentation they're going to need, what the process is these days, which is completely different now than it was even 2-3 months ago.
Absolutely.
And then things that you need to understand about writing an offer, making an offer on a home, all the issues and factors that go into that.
Mm-hmm.
So the class itself is 5 hours, which is required kind of by the state mandate for first-time home buyer class.
Mm-hmm.
And we charge a whopping fee of zero for this. This is a free class. Plus, we cater it. We always bring some food
in. In fact, it's mandated that it be free because it is volunteer effort.
Yep. And so this class is going to be held where?
Well, we're going to have it at the RE/MAX Metro office. So it's located at 2312 Eastlake Avenue East in Seattle. So just off of Lake Union.
Yep.
And people can sign up if they want to go ahead and start sending in reservations because we just, booked the space. info@teamreba.com will get you to me and my assistant, and we'll start collecting your information. We want to make sure if we can get a cell phone, just in case there's any issues with cancellations or something like that that day. Because we do usually require we have at least 3 people signed up for the class for us to do it.
Yeah, we'll limit this one to probably about 15 people, just to kind of
keep
the numbers.
Yeah, once we get to 15, it's pretty snug in that room.
Yeah.
But we do always want to make sure that we have a way to contact everybody. So we'll need just an email and a cell phone number and your name. And how many are in your party and the names of those folks, because that's the other thing is you actually, the state requires us to track all this information.
Yep.
So it's not just because we're being nosy, we actually have to turn it in.
Well, that's because if you take out a first time home buyer loan or use a tax credit, you have to prove that you took the class. So,
so we
track all that. When you leave the class, your brains will be full of lots and lots of relevant information as well as food, as well as lots of materials that we provide to give you further resources for preparing to buy that first home.
And remind everyone too that, I guess not remind, I guess if it's the first time they've ever heard of it, it's not a reminder, but that certificate is good for 2 years.
Right. Yep. Two years. Yep. After that, you got to take another class.
Yeah.
So, but get it done now and buy while the rates are low.
I was going to say, you don't want to wait 2 years because 2 years from now, they could be in the mid fives.
Oh, good heavens. Yeah, we have no idea what to expect down the road.
Yeah,
probably won't be as good as they are right now, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. They're still really great. I had a new customer appointment this weekend on Saturday, and something I do all the time is I go through kind of like a historical real estate spectrum, and because they were born in 81 and 84, and of course, they didn't know anything about savings and loan and all that kind of stuff. So we go through that history and what's been going on with appreciation, what's been happening to interest rates and unemployment during all those same times. And we kind of chart everything out, and they were just fascinated. Just my first time appointments with people, I mean, that took 4 hours.
Wow.
Just to go through everything with them.
Yeah.
So, but this 5-hour class is fantastic. So we always recommend it to folks. And another place that we'll be talking about it is we're going to be at the boat show.
Right.
Yeah. We're doing another on-location extra show. So the boat show is coming up at the end of this month.
Right.
January 30th, correct?
I believe so. We're going to be there.
You believe so? Well, I hope you show up, dude.
I think I've got it down.
I've got it on my calendar.
I'm just looking at my calendar. January 30th, we'll be on the air on KKOL 1300 at 10 o'clock in the morning, broadcasting live from the boat show.
Yeah, a little bit earlier than our typical show.
Right. That'll be fun.
But it'll be a good time. The boat show is actually a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I never miss it.
Yeah. I'm excited to go. So I've only been one other time, I think. Well, I say that because I went with my husband a couple of years ago. I may have gone once, like, I don't know, 15 years ago or something like that. Mm. But I was never really into boating. I was just kind of hanging along with somebody who was going to it. But now that I've done it more, and I got a husband who's really into that kind of thing.
No, it's yeah, a it's a fun thing.
Paying a lot more attention, especially to the prices.
Yeah, that's I know they can be a little bit eye popping. Some of them.
Yeah.
There's some good bargains at the boat show, though. If you're looking for a new boat, it's a great.
Can you get a used boat?
Well, that's the other part of it. A lot of these folks buying the new boats are trading in boats, and so yeah, it's a good time to make some connections and see what's out there.
Yeah.
I just like getting the ideas. I've you know, my boat's 15 years old now, and so it's always nice to have some new ideas and different ways that you can upgrade.
Well, like what kind of thing would you see there?
Oh, good heavens. I'm looking at like, for me, it's a lot of the electronics.
Because they have a bunch of the aftermarket
tons and tons
things.
Of that.
Yeah, okay.
Tons of that.
So it's not just all the boats, but it's all the gear and everything else that goes with it.
Everything you can possibly imagine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So if we do our show at 10, we're on for an hour. I will probably be there the rest of the day.
Most likely.
Because James will just want to, you know, look and look and look and look.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
Don't plan on getting out of there right away. No.
Okay. Got it.
No. And I'll be the same.
I'll wear comfortable shoes.
That's right. That's right. No, it's always a good time down there. So we'll be down there on Saturday the 30th. Yeah, 10 mm-hmm. o'clock.
10 o'clock if you want to come that by and drop by and see us. Maybe get on the show with us. Because when we did the fair.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. We had a couple of people get on the radio with
us.
It was a good time.
Yeah. If you walk by the booth, you do so at your own risk because we might just grab you and put you on the air.
Bring you scones this time. What could they bring you this time?
Oh, yeah. There's no like crazy good food there at the boat show. Not like scones. Why does it always go back to food?
Don't tell the people at the Trade Center.
Well, I mean, they got food there, but... Yeah.
So crazy good.
No, they. Okay. I know they. That last time I was over there, they had some sort of a wine tasting event.
That part I did enjoy.
Yeah. So I imagine
you know where to find me. I better not be doing that at 10 in the morning. Though.
Loosens up the checkbooks a little bit too.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
People are looking at those nice, nice new boats.
Yeah. So
we'll be there doing that, and that's coming up.
If people want to sign up for the class, they can do it while we're there.
Well,
too.
Well, let's bring a sign up sheet.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, why not?
We'll cover all of that.
Okay.
And are we going to have any special giveaways, raffles, anything like that?
While we're down there?
I think we ought to.
I don't know. We just got asked the other day to do this. So I haven't really put that kind of thought
I'll throw something in the kitty. Maybe we can give some free discounts or something. Mention the radio show. Stop by our booth. Mention the radio show.
Okay.
And
we'll give you stuff. A raffle then?
Yeah, let's do a raffle. Yeah.
Okay. We'll come up with something.
We'll put that together. You're listening to Things in the Works as we speak here on Business Radio KKOL. Stay tuned. We'll be back for more.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.